We Got the Geek is recorded before a live studio audience.
Now I have a machine gun.
Ho, ho, ho.
All right, this is Jay, Stu, and Diana.
Hi.
And welcome to our 2014 Christmas special. We've been asked to appear at Mostly Comics today, which is awesome, right?
Yeah, sure.
And you going to talk to Santa today?
Yes.
Diana's just in the Christmas spirit, you can tell. But while we're here, we're going to ask some of the fine folk here some Christmas questions and get their opinions on some stuff. And we have our first guest, actually. Evan, how's it going, man?
Pretty good.
Just going to ask you a couple of random questions. No big whoop. Do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
Christmas Story.
Oh, yes. That's a popular one. Shot around here, actually.
Yep.
Cool. Any holiday specials you like watching?
None in particular, actually.
Cool. Any you just can't stand?
No, not really. We put on whatever happens to be on TV, but none to look forward to anyway.
Yeah, cool.
Heads up, Evan. Jay's favorite Christmas movie is Die Hard.
It was a good choice, actually.
That's a well-known fact, actually. Yeah. Good memory, actually. Or Lethal Weapon. Both Christmas classics. Do you have any kind of Christmas traditions around the home?
Just in the stockings, we give a Christmas ornament every year. Other than that, that's it.
Oh, that's cool. You have any favorite holiday foods?
Favorite holiday foods?
Apple cider with rum.
Oh, that's a good one.
or mulled wine.
Oh, that's a good one,
that's
too.
Good. Yeah.
Nice. What's the best present you ever got?
Best present I've ever got. I don't know. I haven't got my present yet this year, and I've been told that's the best present I'm ever going to get.
Oh.
I think the best present you've ever got is onesie.
Well, yeah. My wife got me a onesie when she found out she was pregnant with Ronan, our son. That was pretty good.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Well, a lot to live up to if it's going to be the best present you ever got this year.
Well, I don't know, with a four-year-old? I don't know.
Oh, man. What's the worst present you ever got?
Worst present I ever got? A pair of Superman tighty-whities with a cape attached to them from my parents.
Wow.
Last year.
Wow. With a cape?
With a cape.
Nice.
Cape hangs off the back, yeah.
Nice.
Fantastic.
Cool. Well, we appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. Hope you have a great Christmas this year, man.
Yeah, you too.
All right, thanks.
Merry Christmas, buddy.
Jarvis?
Target Extremis heat signatures disable with extreme prejudice.
Yes!
What are you waiting for? It's Christmas. Take him to church.
All right, so we're here at Mostly Comics doing our Christmas special, Diana and I. And lo and behold, one of our teammates has shown up, Agent Daryl.
Ah, yes.
It's good seeing you, man.
Hello, hello. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. And you presented Diana with a lovely Rocket Raccoon stuffy.
Yeah. Like I had told you back in the summer, I picked up a whole mess of them, and the plan was I was gonna distribute them and make sure that all the kids got a rocket under their tree.
We appreciate that, man. You didn't have to do that.
Pay it forward, you know. I take care of the kids.
Yeah. You had them all under your tree, too. You had some pictures of your tree, and it looked really, really awesome.
Well, that was just for the photo op, I suppose. I mean, they're all bagged up now, but sent off a few, too, actually, to some friends. But, yeah, pretty cool. It actually turned out really wrapped up really nicely. Nikki was the one who actually made the tree. The rockets at the bottom there was just my contribution, really.
It looked great. It looked great. So I guess the best Christmas present for us is we're a few weeks away from Agent Carter.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. What's it, January 6th?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm pretty excited. Yeah, it's going to be the new year. We're right back into it. Quite the cliffhanger. Did you see the last episode? Or have you at least read the review?
I've watched half of it. To be honest, I put on the episode and I fell asleep halfway through it because I've been working weird hours.
Real nail biter, huh?
Yeah, no. No, it was good from what I saw.
It really was a good episode.
I woke up and what happened?
Well, then if you haven't seen the end, I'm certainly not going to spoil it for you until you do because We lose an agent. That's all I'll say is that, you know.
I think Facebook has already spoiled that one for me, but I won't say any more than that in case I'm wrong.
For the listeners, if they haven't seen it yet, read the review if you haven't seen the show. Well, watch the show, read the review.
Now,
that's my opinion on it.
That's going on hiatus while Agent Carter's on, right?
Yeah, I guess Carter's going to be, I don't know if it's 8 episodes or if it's
eight or nine,
7 episodes, and the first one's the double.
Oh,
I don't know exactly
because
as I understood it, it was just going to be 8 one-hour episodes, but then now it's going to be a 2-hour premiere. So maybe they're just doubling up, you know, get people interested.
That's
awesome. Give them a double dose, you know, really get them in there and then keep them hooked, because if you haven't seen Captain America or the Agent Carter one-shot, you might not know the character. But it ties in. It's kind of like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. year one, right? So that's that's why I consider the show is going to be playing out.
And they have confirmed that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is going to have a little bit of an Ultron tie-in, I guess, Age of Ultron tie-in.
Well, I would think that they would have to, yeah. I mean, it led directly into Captain America last season.
Yeah.
There was even a Thor crossover, which wasn't much of a crossover. What was nice about that is that they kind of made up for it later on by having the Lorelei episode.
Yeah.
Nice, sort of made up for the...
Yeah, definitely.
Not as much of a crossover as they sort of advertised it to be back in, what was that, November last year?
Yeah, yeah.
But I, from a production standpoint, that's probably because they didn't know if they were going to even have this show by the time Thor was in theaters. So they probably had to slap something together really quick. And then afterwards probably did the Lorelei episode as the payoff to that.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
But who knows? I mean, that's my theory.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, since it is our Christmas show, I feel obligated to ask you some Christmas questions, if that's cool.
Fire away, yeah.
Do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
Do I have a favorite Christmas movie? Well, I just watched Iron Man 3 before I came here, so
nice.
You know, it's definitely top of the list right now. You know, watched Guardians of the Galaxy the other day, and, you know, with the Giving Tree Groot there, he's kind of a walking, talking Christmas tree all in himself.
True. I love the non-traditional answers, because my favorite's Die Hard.
Die Hard. You know, I never used to think of that as a Christmas movie, and I suppose I still don't, but yeah, that first Die Hard movie was Christmas.
Yeah. Iron Man 3, though, that's a good one.
I saw your list the other day. You shared a list on Facebook the other day.
Yeah.
Some of those movies I hadn't seen. Of course, Batman Returns. That's a big one. I always love Christopher Walken. Max Schreck. A nice nod to Nosferatu there.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite holiday special?
The guilty pleasure would be the Star Wars Holiday Special for the Boba Fett animation, I suppose.
I remember that one.
The first appearance of Boba Fett, so it has to be acknowledged.
I tried to watch it with Diana a couple years ago, and that's the only time she's told me to turn something off.
Yeah. The whole, I don't know about the whole live-action Wookiee sequence.
No.
That stuff's pretty unwatchable. Even by 70s standards, I think it was pretty bad. And, that's the one that George Lucas pretty much buried.
Yeah, there's a reason why it was only on once.
He drove that as far into the ground as he possibly could, like the ether, you know? Just bury it where no one will ever find it.
And by today's standards, I can't believe Harrison Ford came back to do it.
The new trilogy.
Well, I'm talking the holiday special.
Oh, the holiday.
But back then, I guess
he was Harrison Ford, but he wasn't Indiana Jones. He wasn't really Deckard. He was just barely Han Solo at that point. So it was probably one of the last times he probably did something like that.
Probably
pro bono sort of thing. You know, probably did it for. Oh, yeah, probably did it for nothing, just for the exposure.
No, I would imagine so. What's the best present you ever got?
Best present I ever got?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, 39 years old, that's a lot of Christmases.
That's right.
To pick just one?
Or a couple, if you want.
All right, well, I'm going to get mushy for a second here, and especially since my sister is pregnant right now and is expecting just after the new year. And she was born yesterday.
Congrats.
Back in 1983. So she was our... I'd say that's my favorite Christmas present. For the whole family, I think. Christmas is about the family, so I think that's the right answer.
That is a good answer.
Yeah, she was the one, she completed the family, so that's what made it the best, for sure.
Oh, sure, make me tear up on the podcast. You all softy, Daryl.
I thought I was going to drop some cool toy reference or something.
I did, actually.
I threw you for a loop there.
You did, that's okay.
Spirit of the season, what can I tell you?
now, do you and Nikki have any Christmas traditions?
We put up the tree every careful, don't slip.
Can you get that back?
We put up the Christmas tree every, December 5th? Oh, we don't really have too many Christmas traditions.
Yeah.
That was really more, we're very non-traditional Christmas families, in our house anyway. My parents, careful, there's a bit of a puddle.
Oh, yes.
What was I saying? The Christmases we had, my parents, of course, were pretty traditional. We do the popcorn on the string and, the paper chains and, cutting out snowflakes out of paper.
Oh, yeah.
All sorts of stuff, really. I don't know. I think my thing this year was my dream palace that I made for my Funkos there. I've been, because of my bad leg here, I've been sort of sitting around home twiddling my thumbs, hoping to get better quick, and got to keep my hands busy. So I just found some old cardboard and started making a little dollhouse.
Crazy. It looks cool. Thing.
Yeah, it's kind of cute. Whatever. It's funny because it started with the little shield thing that I did. I made the little wall for the Coulson to do his little gold dart that he looked out the window thing, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah.
The first episode of the season. And then it just kind of snowballed from there. Because that was the one little wall, and then I built another little wall with the scratchings on it, the carvings. And then so there's this little Phil's office, and then I said, I got all these floor figures, and I should make a little Asgard. So I made a little Odin's the throne room, and then I just kind of kept on going from there. And I had some paint in the basement, and all just came together.
It looked cool.
It's just a little paper thing, but it's kind of cute. I'm going to try and keep it in good condition, bring it out next year, start the traditions now. I'm kind of unconventional that way.
Oh, that's cool.
Try to create my own traditions as I go along.
Did you see the post I put up of the second wave of Guardians fun?
Oh, yes. I actually just got I checked just before we came down here. I looked, and Merry Christmas.
Because I remember talking to you in the summer. We both wanted a Yondu pop.
I definitely want a Yondu. I'm just looking at them. Of course, I want them all.
There's Thanos, I think.
I kind of want the Collector. Yeah. I was really impressed to see the Collector in there because I've been thinking about if they ever did, because there were no villains that they did. They did all the heroes first, and there were no villains done. And I was thinking, if they did a series of villains, Yondu's kind of on the fence there, I'd say. He's the best of the bunch, I'd say.
Yeah.
As far as morality goes, he's not really a bad guy at all.
I guess not.
But the Collector, that's a pretty cool little figure. I noticed Nebula.
Yeah.
She's got a very interesting, the way she stands. But I guess it kind of matches the way she looks in the movie, too, where she had that very lithe and agile, genetically and cybernetically enhanced body. But Gamora never, she had a bit of a, I don't know. Actually, I think she's up there, isn't she?
There
she is.
The original Gamora's up there somewhere.
Oh, somebody got Rocket, I see. I was in here the other day. They had everyone but Groot.
Oh.
But I've got my Groot, and I love that thing.
Yeah, it's true.
A little pot.
Cool. Well, as always, we appreciate you spending some time with us, and thanks a lot for all the reviews you've done and the shows you've done with us.
It's been a lot of fun. I've had some time to myself to try and get better while I've been on off my feet, so it's good to have something to do. So, hey, thanks for giving me some.
Oh, no problem. We appreciate you being a member of the team, and we look forward to recording with you in the new year. And Merry Christmas, by the way.
Thank you very much. Well, it's Christmas now, and hopefully, maybe when we do that toy podcast, we'll do a Christmas review.
Oh, there you go.
Hottest toys of the year or something.
Cool, all right.
All sorts of possibilities.
All right. Well, thanks, man.
Mostly Comics has been serving the Niagara region for over 30 years. The store sells a variety of comics and entertainment-related products, including graphic novels, toys, and collectibles. Mostly also purchases rare comics upon appraisal. Visit Kim and the Gang at 413 St. Paul Street in St. Catharines, or check out their website at www.mostlycomics.com.
All right, so we're now joined by Stu, and we're going to ask him a couple Christmas questions, if that's okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool. Do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
One we watched today, actually. It's an animated feature called Father Christmas.
Okay.
He's peculiarly English in that one, and very typical of the Englishman abroad, or at least the stereotype of the Englishman abroad. Doesn't have troll truck with foreign food and all that sort of thing. Basically, yeah. A very strange man indeed. But
okay.
Eve, this is Evie. Evie, do you enjoy the movie you watched today? Okay, silence. All right, we're close enough.
Oh, have you ever seen a terrible Christmas movie that you weren't a fan of?
Oh, probably quite a few.
Sure, list a bunch if you want.
Zombie Christmas.
Zombie Christmas?
Zombie Christmas.
I don't think we've ever seen anything called Zombie
now
Christmas.
We have.
Really?
But now I have to. So.
Okay. I'm not sure if anything like that. Let's see. Bad movies. Jeez. Mind blank. Okay. Oh, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. I know the song's popular.
Is that a real movie?
It really is.
Wow. Because the song's terrible.
My thing is something.
Do you really?
Like a kid, I saw a horrible thing, and it was like, I screamed Santa when he was scared to go down, but Santa pushed him.
Oh.
Oh, okay. I don't remember that part.
Yeah.
Using our imagination too.
Well, how about holiday specials? Any you like, any you don't like?
Charlie Brown Christmas has always been pretty good.
Like,
oh, everyone loves that. Like, every
I
time
like
one
Christmas, Hulk Christmas.
You've seen the Hulk at Christmas? Okay. Oh, that's right. You probably have seen like an episode
Santa.
Of... We have
Santa.
Seen episodes of The Incredible Hulk, certainly.
Dada, come on,
okay.
I'm being dragged away.
So I'll ask you one more question, though, since you need to go.
Sorry.
Oh, no problem. Do you have any Christmas traditions around your home? Any favorite Christmas foods?
For sure. We're kind of boring with the stuffing, but really like sage and onion. Christmas traditions, this is probably one that's fairly common, but we usually have somebody wear the Santa hat and give out presents so that we get them all in order. Usually... Oh, okay. I'm sorry, man.
Nice meeting you. Hope you have a great Christmas, sir.
Face front, true believers. John Bulmer is an independent artist and illustrator. He has contributed to several indie comics published by Alterna Comics and more, and is able to draw in many styles and genres. John also does commission work in sizes ranging from 3 by 5 inches to 11 by 17 inches and even larger. Add some original art to your personal collection or surprise someone with a drawing just for them. Check out his work at drawnbyjohn.com and his Facebook group, Drawn by John, The Art of John J.C. Bulmer.
All right, we're still here at Mostly Comics, and we're joined by Diego. Hey, man, nice to meet you.
How are you?
Not too bad. I'm just going to ask you a couple random Christmas questions. Do you have any favorite Christmas movies?
A lot, actually. We got, like, The Christmas Story, the Home Alone movies, or classics. And I don't know any other ones.
Any you can't stand?
No. Like, just thinking about it, but nothing right now.
Any Christmas specials you like watching every year?
The Michael Bublé.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we watched that one the other night.
Oh, cool.
And it's becoming like a tradition, like every year.
Well, that was going to be my next question. Any Christmas traditions you have every year?
Yeah, that one. We're planning on starting barbecue in Turkey.
Oh, I heard that's
that
amazing.
We tried it last year and it was good, but it was like a long process,
okay.
That's for sure. And no, we didn't have much traditions.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. And what's the best present you ever got?
Best present? My Xbox.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
Yeah. That was the best.
Cool. Well, thanks for taking the time to talk
Perfect.
To us, man.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It. Nice
Thank
meeting you.
All
right, we've actually been joined by Matt. How's it going, man?
Not bad. How you doing?
Not too bad. Can I ask you a couple Christmas questions?
All right.
Do you watch any holiday specials?
Well, I like animation, so I like watching the Garfield special and
oh, yeah.
the Peanut special. So, yeah.
Cool. Any ones you don't like?
Believe it or not, I don't like the... You know, the old Scrooge movie, really, you know what I mean?
Oh, right.
Well, it's good, but I'm not crazy about it. That's all.
How about Christmas movies?
Christmas movies? Well, I'd say stuff like Gremlins that has Christmas elements in them, you know
nice.
What I mean?
Well, my favorite's Die Hard, so.
Oh, there you go.
Any Christmas traditions around your home every year?
I just go see the family, really, and we have a big get-together, dinner,
That's cool.
Presents, real standard stuff.
Oh, well, that's good.
But still, it's family stuff, right? So.
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm. And what do you want Santa to bring you this year?
Catwoman.
Catwoman? Sure. Catwoman, Superwoman.
The real one or the comic?
I'm easy to please, so, you know. Anything, really. Comic stuff, nerd stuff,
oh,
you know.
Nice. Oh, what's the
Nintendo
geekiest,
stuff,
what's
you know?
The geekiest present you ever got for Christmas?
I got some... Angry Bird stuff a year ago or so.
Right.
Angry
cool.
Birds collectibles.
Nice.
I got that.
That's yeah. More or less the GPS.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, man.
No
I appreciate
problem.
It. Nice
no
meeting
problem.
You.
Anytime. You too.
All right, we are now joined by Mark. How's it going?
Hi, pretty good.
Pretty good. I'm going to ask you some of the same stuff I've been asking the different customers today. Do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
Christmas Story.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's pretty good.
Favorite part of that movie?
When he got the lamp there, the leg lamp.
Oh,
yeah, that was good.
That's classic.
Yeah.
Do you have a Christmas movie you can't stand?
Not really.
Not really?
Oh, the different versions of the Christmas Carol. There.
Okay.
There you go. Yeah, all the different kinds of versions. They beat that to death a lot of times.
Oh,
so.
Even all the old TV series throughout the years have had a Christmas Carol.
Yeah, I guess, right.
Yeah.
But the Muppets Christmas Carol was pretty good.
That one's good, yeah. Yeah. How about holiday specials? Like any you grew up with that you might still watch today?
I remember the Star Wars one.
Someone else brought that one up today.
I remember that, but it's just a vague memory, just Chewbacca. That's all I remember.
I was 10 when that came out,
really?
And it was only on the one time, and I remember liking it. Mm-hmm. And then my daughter and I saw it recently, and it's the first time she ever said, "Turn that off" to me about anything.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. The cool all Wookiee right. family, that's what it was.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Any traditions at Christmas time?
Just the getting together with family. Typical.
Oh,
that's
for
all.
Sure.
Just typical. Just mom and dad and stuff like that.
Oh, that's
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
Any foods you just can't wait to eat at Christmas time?
Nah. They usually have the same thing as everybody else does.
Okay.
Turkey and all that stuff. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
And since we're a geek podcast, mm-hmm. I feel the need to ask you, what's okay. the geekiest present you ever got for Christmas?
Oh, God. What is it? Flash pajamas. There you
nice.
Go.
Nice.
There you go.
Nice.
Flash pajamas. Yeah.
I want flash pajamas.
Yeah.
Cool. Well,
yeah.
Thanks for taking the time
no
to talk to us. Hope you have a great Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you very much.
Same to you.
All right, we're joined here with Matt now.
Yeah.
Hey, man, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Do you have any favorite Christmas movies?
A couple. Die Hard comes to mind as the first.
Very wise, very wise.
Rudolph is a classic, of course, although super scary for the two-year-old. What else? Charlie Brown.
Awesome.
Not technically a movie, but...
No, that's a good one. This one here loves Rudolph, but thinks Rudolph's Shiny New Year is the worst holiday special ever made, right, Diana?
Yep.
Then she hasn't seen He-Man and She-Ra's.
She has seen that one, actually.
All right. Which is one of the worst.
Oh, for sure. How about Christmas traditions around your house? Anything you guys do every year?
We have our lighting ceremony. So December 1st, I drag the family out front, and we have
nice.
To turn on the lights. And, I mean, just new family, so starting some traditions. And then
that's good.
Always pajamas as a Christmas Eve gift. So
okay.
it's Christmas morning in the new pajamas. And then just over to my dad's for breakfast.
Oh, cool. And what's the geekiest present you ever got for Christmas?
I get geeky presents every Christmas. My
Very
Logitech
nice.
Controller for the TV and everything last year. Video games. And graphic novels. I mean, I'm a pretty big geek, so I get a lot
nice.
Of geeky stuff every year.
Nice. What sort of comics do you read, if you don't mind me asking?
Wow. X-Men, of course.
Oh, nice.
Actually, He-Man is a guilty pleasure. What else am I reading? God is Dead. The new Silver Surfer stuff. I've been an X-Men fan forever, so I read a bunch. Obviously, the Axis stuff, Original Sin.
Nice.
Stuff like that. Oh, well. My kid finally is okay with Santa.
Oh, that's good.
And,
it's a Christmas miracle.
Yeah, so, and what else? God is Dead. couple of those bunny ones. What are those bunny ones? The Itty Bitty Bunny comics. Yeah, really, I read a lot. Actually, I just found Birthright. I'm about 3 issues into Birthright, and I'm going to add that to my pull list, actually.
Oh, cool. So. Cool. Yeah. All right, well, it was awesome talking to you. Thanks a lot for taking the time.
Pleasure.
Have a great Christmas.
You too. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
You too.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Kristen Hunter, also known as Kiki, is a Canadian artist specializing in polymer clay creations. Being a geek at heart, most of her work is nerd-themed. Kristen has several lines of geeky creations, including steampunk, comic, and video game-inspired work, as well as sushi-themed jewelry. Kristen is always excited to create the perfect custom piece for any theme or occasion. Please check out her website at kikiscustomcreations.com.
All right, we are now joined with Travis. How's it going, man?
Pretty good.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Since we're in a comic book store, I got to first ask you, like, what stuff are you reading?
A lot of graphic novels and comics.
Cool.
X-Men and a lot of Marvel and DC.
Oh, cool. Cool. Do you have any favorite Christmas movies?
Home Alone's one of my favorites.
That's a good one, yeah. Any least favorite Christmas movies?
It's hard to say. There's a lot of them out there, but...
Oh, there sure is. There sure is. How about holiday specials, like Rudolph and stuff like that?
I grew up kind of watching those all the time, every Christmas, so...
And they're still on years later,
yeah,
too.
So they bring back memories.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. So what are your plans for Christmas this year?
Spending lots of time with the family. And
nice. Cool. Awesome. Last question. What's the geekiest Christmas present you ever got?
The geekiest present that I ever got somebody or somebody bought me?
For you, yeah.
For me?
Yeah.
So that you don't...
I once got like a little Pokemon Pokedex when I got when Pokemon was big.
Oh, yeah.
Got one of those.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Neat.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, man. Well, thanks a lot for talking to us today. Hope you have a great Christmas and a great New Year.
Thank you very much.
Right, you're welcome.
Stay tuned, loyal listeners. There's more We Got the Geek still to come.
Mostly Comics has been serving the Niagara region for over 30 years. The store sells a variety of comics and entertainment-related products, including graphic novels, toys, and collectibles. Mostly also purchases rare comics upon appraisal. Visit Kim and the Gang at 413 St. Paul Street in St. Catharines, or check out their website at www.mostlycomics.com.
Welcome back to our Christmas episode. And guys, Christmas miracles do happen. In the same room together, we have Ryan and Hunter.
It has happened before. I just can't place the times. I know it has.
Joyeux Noel, everybody!
Wow, are you guys ready for Christmas this year?
Yeah.
Not at all. I have a baby due between Christmas and New Year's, and it's entirely possible it comes out before that.
Wow. Well, congrats, man. And do you have a name picked out yet?
I do. It is going to be Laurel Aventura Hunter. El Aventura Hunter.
That's kind of cool, actually. I like it.
The Adventure Hunter.
I like it. You know, it just occurs to me, I miss playing the theme from Hunter, like whenever you used to be on the old show.
There you go.
So, I guess we should talk about one of the best things about Christmas time.
Die Hard?
Close. The Doctor Who Christmas special.
Oh, okay.
So, this year, I guess he's going to be meeting up with Santa.
St. Nick.
Yeah, well, he's teamed up with, like, especially in the modern era, he's teamed up with Ebenezer Scrooge, and we had the Christmas spider attack, because, you know, Christmas and spider attacks go together.
Yeah.
Just like Christmas and the Titanic.
You know, the snowman. Don't forget about the snowman.
Well, the snowman, I was just pointing out, like, the non-Christmassy themed ones. Like, we're finally back on a Christmas theme. He had the snowman last year. We got,
Well, last year was Time of the Doctor, where he regenerated in
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. In the town called Christmas, in the most tacked-on, like, hey, we've written this entire story of how Matt Smith is going to regenerate. Yeah, it's going to air on Christmas. Okay, so we're going to change the name of this town to Memoryville. To Christmas, and rewrite everything around that.
And she's going to be cooking a turkey on the TARDIS.
Yes. Yeah, nothing can possibly go wrong with that at all. But yes, we get Santa this year.
Nick Frost, man.
We had the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe
That's right.
Style one. I enjoyed that one. I thought that one was a pretty good start to that one.
Well, we've had discussions about this before. The one with Scrooge is one of your favorite episodes, right?
It's a great one.
It is so good because they took... The Christmas Carol has been redone and parodied and homaged so many times that this, I felt, was a really good interpretation of it because they got to take the idea of that time traveler. Instead of the story being Scrooge, it's almost the story of how you change Scrooge's mind. It's the other side of that. Like, what do you have to do to change that person? And I think that's a really good perspective on it. And he was able to use the time travel to do that past, present, and in future really, really in an inventive way.
Do you have a favorite of the Doctor Who Christmas shows, man?
I like the one with the snowman like that. So that was the one, not last year, but the year before.
The year before. The one that introduced... With the governor. One reintroduced Clara.
And the governor.
Yeah.
Or the other doctor.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
Oh, yeah. The governor and the giant robot stomping around Victorian London.
That was one of the first episodes I watched, actually.
No, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I latched on to the last 4 or 5 Tennant episodes, which were the specials.
There's the one Christmas episode where David Tennant has a sword fight in his pajamas. So, I mean, that in and of itself is quite wacky. No, they've done a good job. Like, they usually do a good job with the Christmas episode, so.
I almost want to skip Christmas dinner just to stay home and watch it, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, the year that the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe one came out, I tried to watch it that night when we got home from the in-laws for dinner and just fell asleep, like, during it. Like, got, like, halfway in, and I'm just, like, laying there on my side, just eyes just keep closing. I'm like, no, just watch. Like...
Cool. Now, there were a lot of good movies out this year. You guys got any you're looking forward to in the new year?
Oh my god, there's so many.
In the new year?
Yeah, in 2015.
Probably Avengers 2. That's a bit...
I think that's a something. Given, though.
There's a new Bond.
Oh yeah, there is a new Bond.
Is that next year, though? Or
yeah, it's next spring. Okay. Or next fall, actually.
Well, there's like Jupiter Rising, I think, is another, that's another side one with Mila Kunis.
Yeah, Mila Kunis and... is it the guy from Magic Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Channing Tatum. Channing Tatum.
Yeah.
Same thing. We call him Tatum, Channing Tate Yum.
Yum.
Did you know, okay, just as a random aside, did you know 21 Jump Street in Russia is just Jock and the Nerd?
Is it really?
That's its name. Like, that's just its name.
Nice. Jock and the Nerd. That's awesome.
I thought that was funny.
Well, there's a new Star Wars, there's a new Bond.
New Jurassic Park, I want to see.
Some, with Star-Lord.
If you see anything on the line, it's like Jurassic Park, Terminator.
Terminator looks interesting.
Star Wars, they're like, what year is this? Like,
yeah, 1992.
I mean, Mad Max, I've been wanting to see.
I like musicals, so I want to see Pitch Perfect, too.
First one was good.
I enjoyed it. I felt like it was what Glee should have been.
But yeah,
like this year is definitely the year of like trilogy movies. So like,
The first movies of new trilogies.
Yeah. So like Taken 3, Paul Blart Mall Cop 2, which I didn't think they would make a second one. Mission Impossible, like
really? Tom Cruise still or new Mission Impossible? Like, are they?
It's still Cruise, isn't it?
Mission Impossible 5. So,
still cruising?
So, I want to know at what point they will shoehorn in him running and riding a motorcycle.
But...
You know, I've only seen the first and some of the second.
Yeah. But no, as far as some of the movies, definitely Jupiter Rising and then kind of like a kid's version, not a kid's, but a teenager version, The Kingsman, The Secret Service.
Yes!
That one,
yeah, young James Bond or whatever with Colin Firth.
Yep.
Yeah,
Mark Hamill. Like Samuel L. Jackson in it as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mark Hamill.
Fury? That's
that'd be a great like just random crossover.
That's also based on a comic book.
Is it?
Yeah.
Nice. I mean, Furious 7 because I actually liked all the Furious like Fast and the Furious.
Oh yeah, they are the definition of popcorn movies for me. Like, I will shut off my brain for them to watch them.
Yeah.
Because I enjoy fast cars and scantily clad women.
Well, the funny thing is when you watch the first one, when they rob the truck, but all the DVD players and VHS players, you know it's old school when that's like...
just like digital, like shopping. They're like, oh, we're going to totally steal these Betamaxes.
Wow. Yeah, no, definitely a good lineup for it. It's almost like it's hard to choose.
Well, they turn the fast movies into, instead of being like racing movies, they turn them into heist movies.
Yeah.
And I love heist movies.
I know, it's a smart move.
When did they start doing that? Because I only saw the first one and didn't like it.
Well, the first one, the second one, and the third one are like racing movies, almost exclusively. Like, the first one is a racing movie. The second one is a drug deal movie, but the entire thing is... it's a race to get these drugs from point A to point B.
And the third one.
And then the third one is in Japan with, like, mostly, like, an entirely new cast. And the only thing about it is it's about racing. When they got to the fourth one and brought, like, Vin Diesel and that back into it, it became more about we're using cars to perform something. And usually it was a height. Like, the fourth one was, like getting out of Mexico. Like the end was like its tunnel underneath the Mexican Texas border.
Yeah.
And then the next one they had like The Rock come in.
Dwayne Johnson hunting them down.
Yeah, hunting them down, and they were like stealing like a bank vault and things like that. And then the sixth one was the like 4,000 mile long airport runway.
And the seventh one, that's when it's tying the third movie in with everything.
Right, because the third movie happens before or after the rest of them. Like, it's in a weird order where it's like 1, 2, 4, 5, 6.
Third movie.
3, and now 7.
That is weird.
It is. It is very weird.
That's the only way they could explain it, though. That's why.
Well, yeah, it's because one character that shows up in 3 dies in 6. So...
spoiler.
Oh, I didn't say who.
Is it Vin Diesel? I didn't go see it.
Yeah. But they're not bad. Like, they're like a just turn your brain off and... I don't know. I find them better for that than, like, Michael Bay explosion fests.
Oh, okay. Neat.
Yeah.
So what's the one thing you guys want for Christmas this year? Do you have a Christmas wish?
I kind of want that baby to stay in a couple more weeks.
Till the new year?
Yeah.
On a New Year's baby?
Well, my wife wants, like, right at New Year's. Like, she wants right on New Year's. Like,
right, the stroke of midnight.
Zero?
Well, she wants the first baby of the new year.
Okay.
But it's also because, like, the way that schooling systems work, I guess. If the baby's born in January versus being born in December, it's a different... year, like,
okay.
Instead of being the very youngest in her class, she'll go to being one of the oldest. And
she wants it to be the oldest?
She wants it to be one of the oldest. I don't care one way or another. I just want that baby to stay in for a little while longer. I'm quite happy in my niche, my rut, thank you. No, I have nothing.
Nothing, just...
I got my Christmas wish.
What'd you get?
You guys in the same room at the same time recording.
That is the worst wish ever. You're wasting these wishes.
Well, I hope you guys have a great Christmas, and thanks for stopping by.
Oh, it's fun.
Have an eggnog on me.
For sure, in those moose glasses.
In those moose glasses. While watching Trapped in Paradise.
Oh, good God.
No, I will be watching Die Hard.
Or at the very least, Die Hard 2.
I need a Gremlins Die Hard mashup. That's what I need.
And,
John McClane versus the Gremlins.
Nice, I'd see that. All right, guys, thank you very much.
Have a good Christmas.
You too.
Bye.
All right, so we're just about winding things down in Mostly Comics today, but we couldn't leave before we talked to Kim and Bev. So, hey, guys.
How you doing?
Good.
Hi.
So, once again, thanks for having us down here. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, as always.
I mean, we owe you guys a lot this year. You had us here for Neil Adams and things like that. And
good year for us, yeah.
Definitely. It was fun, for sure. That's for sure. So I'm going to ask you guys some of the Christmas questions, get your opinions, because I'm curious. So Christmas movies, any movies you like or hate?
Miracle on 34th Street.
I'm kidding. That is so sappy. I almost died of an insulin overdose when I watched it.
I was thinking there for a second. You couldn't be serious.
No, I'm not.
Is that the one where there's the old man whose name is Kris Kringle and he's in Macy's?
Yeah.
That's the one. And your dad died.
Yeah.
My favorite one is not a movie. It's the Grinch special, but before his heart grew three sizes. Up until then, it's great.
Nice. Yeah, he was a jerk, especially that dog.
You're a mean one. Yep.
How about you, Bev?
Favorite Christmas movie? I would say I loved Ernest Saves Christmas, and of the modern ones, I like Elf. I try to watch that every year. I like that.
I honestly thought you were joking when you brought up Ernest Saves Christmas.
No, Ernest Saves Christmas.
Okay, everything I've ever thought about you has just now been confirmed.
Did he, in fact, save Christmas, though? I've never seen it.
If I remember, I haven't seen it in a number of years, but if I remember correctly, the most fun part of that, he does save Christmas, but the most fun part of that is when he's trying to learn to drive the sleigh and he can't control the reindeer and he's doing the loop-the-loops.
Okay.
That's the part that my girls, when they were younger, got the most excited at.
Cool. Now, as far as Christmas presents go, what's the best present you guys ever got?
I would... I would say when I was a child and got... Every Christmas, I looked forward to another Anne of Green Gables book until I collected the whole series.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. How about you, Ken?
It was actually this year. Beverly lost her voice.
That was a birthday present.
Oh.
I took it as both. I mean, that was just so good. I couldn't even find a one holiday.
Oh, wow. Wow. What about bad Christmas presents? You guys ever gotten anything terrible?
No, I don't think so. I don't ever remember getting a crappy Christmas present.
Like no fruitcakes, no socks. Socks are good now.
I actually like fruitcake. It's just fruitcake no longer likes me, but I like fruitcake.
She's a fruitcake. worst present?
Yeah.
Nothing really comes to mind except when I was a kid. I would get clothes, but you know the must-have item you got to wear this year? I would get the knockoff of it next year.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, I was always at least one fashion trend behind. So, but, you know, whatever.
Any presents you'd like Santa to bring you this year?
Actually not. I'm very easily satisfied. I've got very little needs and fewer wants. I'd rather want what I have than have what I want. And
that's good.
With what I have.
That's good. I like that. How about you, Bev?
I'd like my voice to come back and stay.
Okay. I take that back.
Oh.
Yeah. No, I mean, I enjoy the time I spend with friends and family, and I always eat very, very well, which to me is a measure of success for anything that I go to. And, yeah, I'm good.
Cool. Any Christmas traditions you guys have?
I like to watch the Disney Christmas parade on Christmas morning.
Mm-hmm.
And back in South Africa, Christmas tradition would be taking the radio with you to the beach on Boxing Day so that you could listen to the cricket.
Okay.
Yeah. Big Boxing Day is always the start of a big Christmas cricket match.
Oh, okay.
Not something that the average Canadian would be into, 5 days of cricket, but it's big.
Cool. Anything for you, Kev?
Not since I was a child. I shift work for most of my adult life, and so, you know, I was either resting some drunk in a snowbank on Christmas Eve. Or
nice.
Yeah, you know, so.
That's a bad tradition,
I guess.
That's
a bad tradition, yeah.
Oh, what about Christmas music? You guys have a favorite Christmas song? Or a Christmas song by...
you're going to reconfirm anything she's ever...
Uh-oh.
Yeah, okay.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, and Dominic the Italian Christmas donkey. I love those two.
See, I thought you were also joking earlier about
that. No, she's not.
She really is not. You should see her in rapture when it comes on in the radio. It's just, and she sings it, and yeah, like I said, everything's been confirmed.
Oh, wow.
The best part is the eat-all.
I don't think I've heard that one myself.
You have to go and YouTube it.
But that poor grandma.
Yeah, you can't trust a man who plays with elves.
Yeah, I mean, I just found out today from one of the customers that there was actually a movie based on that, too.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
I don't know, there's something to download, I guess, huh?
And favorite Christmas song for me? Oh, I like Handel's Messiah, like the full chorus of Messiah. I mean, that is just very uplifting, even if you're agnostic or, you know, a Frisbeetarian. I mean, that's still very stirring, the music in and of itself.
Cool. While we're here, I guess I should pimp your Boxing Day event that's coming up as well.
Ooh, God bless you. Yeah, we are open from 12 to 4. So far, what we've got is the back issues in the bins for $1 each. And we'll probably be having a progressive sale, too. You know, like, the more you buy, the more you save.
Yeah.
I don't know if we really actually discussed the details, but it'll happen. It'll be well worth your while coming.
I'm definitely coming.
Yeah. Joe's going to be wearing a bikini.
Oh, well, there you have it. So now you all have to come out to see that.
Underneath my winter clothes.
Bikini and no voice. Cool. Well, you know, guys, thanks a lot for everything this year. We appreciate it. You guys told us we were family this year. We appreciate that. And thanks for including us. It's been great.
Yeah, thank you for always coming along.
We've known you for a while. We remember Diana when she was just a twinkle in your eye.
Yeah, I mean, you guys were some of the first people we told. So you know, thanks for including us, and we wish you guys all the best in the new year, and have a great Christmas as well.
And to you too, Jay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Give me a hug.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.